Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, little Stevie Ray Vaughan, bringing us back the late, great SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with Ed Skip McLaughlin, the author of The Purpose is Profit, The Truth About Starting and Building Your Own Business. Put a .com on the end of the book title, and you'll find him online. Also, the book's available where books are sold. It's literally today, this very moment, is the launch of the book. So, Ed, thank you for letting us do that.
Hey, thank you, Jim, for helping me be a part of the launch. I really appreciate it.
Well, I like for my audience to get first things before everybody else. Okay, Ed, a couple of things I want you to help us with, and I know this is in the book, is the biggest challenge small businesses have. They don't make enough profit is because they don't work hard enough on the middle line, the gross profit. And you know, you can't have anything left over if you don't start with enough.
Right.
And they chase volume instead of quality. They think they've got to compete on price, which is a fool's errand and a death wish for your business. They don't realize that the only way a small business is really going to survive and thrive is to focus on those people who want their special sauce. What do you think?
No, I agree. I mean, clearly, if you launch a business and you target, you hunt with a rifle, not a shotgun, so to speak, and you're clearly targeting the ideal customer and you define it very well, obviously, when you go in to make your pitch, your sale is going to be much more received. If you're selling to somebody who has a pain point and your product or service solves that pain point directly, if you take a scattershot approach, you're obviously launching with limited resources, and that is a high-risk strategy to try and achieve success. So I always use the phrase, hunt with a rifle, not a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with all due respect in this age of sensitivity around guns.
So Skip, would it be okay with you if we said, in terms of your book, the purpose is profit, but the initial focus should be on gross profit?
Yes, I would say that's a good way to look at it. Obviously, that becomes the fuel you need to build and succeed a sustainable business over time. So I would definitely say that's a key sensitivity point in launching.
If you show me a small business owner who doesn't know what his or her gross profit percentage is for any given product or for a month's business, then that's a small business who's kind of flying blind, isn't it?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. It's very hard to forecast and put a budget together if you don't understand what your gross profit potential is. Again, that you just need to make sure you're hunting in the areas for your new opportunities where you can make a decent gross profit and then use that cash flow to underwrite the continuation and scaling of your business.
You can't think of covering an expense with a sale, can you? You've got to think of covering expense with what's left over from the sale after you pay your cost of goods sold.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people think, okay, I'll take this new contract, I'll increase this expense, or I'll hire a new employee or whatever, and then when they think, how am I going to pay for it? They say, well, I'll just sell more.
Right.
Well, that's not a good attitude, is it?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, one of the features of the book is obviously there's a story of both success and failure, and it covers the full arc from the startup to scaling to exiting. But at the back of the book, there's two guides. One is called the Startup Roadmap, and it's 21 steps, and it gets right to that issue of gross profit, and very, very simple calculations on how to take a look at your financials to ensure your success. And the second part is what every business needs when they start up, the startup funding guide, the best way to think about getting startup funding. So we really tried to build a single source resource of everything you needed.
Those are two great, great sections in the back of the book, folks. This is a lot of power, a lot of operating power, a lot of sustainability power in the new book that Ed Skip McLaughlin has written. Ed McLaughlin, The Purpose is Profit. That's the title of the book. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find the book online. It's available wherever books are sold. Hey, Skip, will you come back another day?
You bet, Jim. Thanks so much for having me on. Thank you, your listeners.
Good luck with the book. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek your answers, not...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.